Welcome to this week's episode of News of the North. It's May 24th, 2016, and I'm your host, Paul Filio, here with my co-host, the immaculate Antoine Bergeron.
Oh, I'm far from immaculate. Worked all the outside in the dirt, so nope.
Well, perhaps I was referring to your conception.
I don't think so either.
But only your parents know for sure.
Yes, it's true.
All right, so let's get this show on the road. As always, but first we're going to go into our events, and we've got a couple to talk about this time. So first up is the Miniature Bazaar at Slab-Rosemont on June 18th.
Yes, so for people who don't know, Slab-Rosemont is in Montreal. It's a community center. The bazaar will be hosted that Saturday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. You can reserve a table for sellers at $20. It's free for buyers. There will be some table available for gaming purpose. You need to reserve your table in advance because they are limited. And right now, judging by the Facebook event, they will sell fast. So contact them, either call or send an email to reserve yours if you want to be there.
All right. Next up, Capital City Bloodbath, August 19th to the 21st.
So we've talked about that one for a while. It's at the EY Center in Ottawa. It's a three-day event with a bunch of tournaments. Age of Sigmar, 40K, both in single and double, if I remember correctly. Different War Machine Hordes tournaments, X-Wing, Batman miniature game, and there is also a garage sale. You can see everything at capitalcitybloodbath.com. We'll have a link in the show notes to see the schedule and prices, or prices for the different events.
All right, and last but not least, Quebec City Open, September 23rd to the 25th.
Yeah, so the name says it. It's in Quebec City. There will be a lot of 40K stuff, some X-Wing, War Machine and Hordes, and also Age of Sigmar. There will also be a big painting contest with, judged by Thierry Hussard from TH Miniature. You can find all the info about the schedule and the price, and you can already register. We'll have a link in the show note.
Cool. All right, that wraps up our events. So let's jump right into the news. First up, we have High-Tech Miniatures, Battle Walker Onslaught.
So High-Tech are known for their, what's their name?
Wow. Count As.
Yeah. It's not that word I was looking for. It's the Primarch. Primarch Count As.
They have Primarch Count As?
Oh, yes. Like almost every 40K Count As company.
Okay. I've never seen the Primarchs. I actually have a couple of their, like, Marines with, like, wings and stuff?
Yeah. But I was sure they had Primarchs, but maybe only, like, Commanders and stuff like that. I might be mistaken.
Okay, well,
yeah, I thought all the guys with the wings were Primarch contents.
No, I think it's just their Space Marines are called Archangels. So, and they're all named after Biblical Archangels. So I have...
Oh, yeah, being on their page, all of those are Primarchs inspired.
Are they really?
I think so.
Well, it could be. I have Michael. He's had a rough life. He keeps getting broken, but he's a very pretty miniature.
Yeah. So anyway, the model we're talking today is the Battle Walker Onslaught. So that's a big mechanical walker. It's standing almost 4 inches high. Looks like a bit over a dreadnought in size, I would say.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what it's a count as for. Is it a penitent engine? Is it a...
I think it's up to you, because it does look like it has a sarcophagus, like the dreadnoughts.
Yeah.
So it could be used as a bunch of things, I think. Like you mentioned, a couple miniatures from the Admix could fit the category. Mm. Regular dreadnoughts, maybe a small knight. Maybe not the knight, but what's the name of the...
The Dread Knight?
Yeah, the Dread Knight is the one for the Silver Marines.
Yeah, the Grey Knights, so the baby carrier.
Yeah. Maybe for that.
Could be. And this thing's pretty reasonably priced too, €29.
Yeah, for the size, I think it's good.
For a resin model? That's pretty good. And worldwide shipping's cheap too. Wow, €8.
Yeah, and that's...
So about $12.
Yeah, Canadian. And that's $12, and then that's fixed shipping, so whatever you add into the order, it stays at that price.
That is a good deal.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. What do we got next in line? Oh, Protos. Some new Warzone Resurrection releases.
Yeah, they have three of release this week. Some... Oh, I don't have all the names. Are there Gunslingers... a guy with a rattling gun, and my favorite this time. It's a unit of three-wheeled tractors. How do you say like grass-cutting tractors in English?
Lawn tractors. Right,
lawn tractors. Yeah, it looks like a sci-fi lawn tractors to me.
Because in the dark future of the 40th millennium, there's only yard work.
Yeah. But it's Warzone. It's not the 41st millennium.
I know.
Closer to us than that, but still. It looks like some gang member makes lawnmowers with tricycles.
Well, I like how they've got the cow catchers in the front. Yeah, exactly. They're pretty cool looking.
Yeah, it's a strange look. Strange mix, but it makes... And they're all a double mounted. There's a driver and a gunner on the back.
Yeah, so, I look at these models, and it's hard to believe that this is a modern version of the game that, I used to know from the 90s that had some of the ugliest sci-fi models I've ever seen to this day.
Oh, for sure, because those are cool. And the guy with the rattling gun, the Gatling gun, is a really nice model, too. But I would... Those, that what I find is... Wearing it for the wheels, it would fit in Wild West Exodus more, I think, look-wise.
Yeah, they kind of look like the iron horses from Wild West Exodus. This is true.
Especially with the cow catchers, which are really cow catchers in Wild West Exodus.
So funny. All right. Albino Raven miniatures. Davy Crabs. Now, this guy, I know you've got to order him, and... If Elizabeth Beckley and Mark Maxey are listening to this, they need to check this out.
Oh, yeah, he looks so cool. It's a small, chibi... what was his name? Davy Jones?
Davy Jones from...
the second
Pirates of the Caribbean.
The Pirates of the Caribbean. Yeah.
Yeah, he is quite special looking.
Yeah, I like the happy crab on his... not helmet.
Oh, his hat. I didn't notice that. There's a crab on his hat.
Yeah, with the smile.
This one has base too.
But the one under the base is not smiling.
This is true. This is true. But he's got a lot of nice texture on his flesh and stuff. Like he's
And all the barnacles and it's a nice model. It's a 40mm scaled, so I think it's probably in line with the other chibi from scale.
Oh, from scale 75? Could be.
Yeah, I think it's probably similar in size.
Well, it's definitely going to be bigger than the Impact stuff or the Super Dungeon / Cool Mini stuff. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because those are 28 to 30mm, and that one is supposed to be 40mm.
Yeah.
So, I think it's in line with the other ones. It's a nice model. It's painted pretty toned down, I think. I'm not sure the word is right, but...
Yeah,
it's all drab color and no saturation to anything, and... Yeah, so the eye and the crabs, but
yeah, it's all earth tones and it's very muted, right?
Yeah, muted. That's right. That's the word I was looking for.
So, I think the studio picture doesn't necessarily do it justice.
Yeah, it might be over lit. Yeah, because if you look at the
one that's on the black background, it looks a lot better. Yes,
there's more color there, for sure.
The other one, it's washed out. Well, actually, it's a different model. It's a different paint job. Entirely.
No, that might be the case. Yeah.
The coat's a different color, even. Yeah, it's completely different.
Might be the
job.
Same.
You think?
I think so. I think it's only there was far too much light in the other one.
Because, wow, the coat looks gray in the other picture, and then this one, it looks green.
Yeah, but the shading on the crab and the hat is all the same.
Yeah, no, you're right. Wow, that's crazy.
What all a right. difference lightning can do on a picture.
Yeah, this makes for great radio, by the way.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So look it up. Yeah, there will be a link in the show. And the price is good for $17 for a chibi. For a big chibi like that, a painting model.
Well, it's a lot cheaper than scale 75.
Yeah.
All right, next up. Night models. May releases.
There's a lot of release for them this month. First, because they're my favorite models usually, is one of the animated series model. This time it's the Black Canary. Sadly, she doesn't work for the crew I'm looking for, because right now all the... or most of the models in the animated series work together, and my hope is to have a full animated crew, but she doesn't work with Batman and the other models right now, so it's just a bunch of different models working for different crew, and I don't like mixing the aesthetics. Okay. However, so there's a new...
Was that a shot at me?
No.
Okay, I thought you were making a shot at me for my Frostgrave comment.
No. Yom would be doing that shot. I'm not. Because I don't mind like the movies versus like comic version, because they all look pretty similar. But the animated series compared to the other model, there's a big difference in look.
Yeah, it's like the 60s Batman, right? Where you try to compare it, you're like, whoa.
Even then, they're regular size, okay? And you can paint them differently. However, the animated ones, they have really different... They're really cartoon features compared to the other models, even if they're from the 60s or not. Sure, the costume is a bit strange, but like comparing the 60s Batman to other models, but it's not that bad. But animated toward all the rest, I just think it's strange to have them in the same crew.
Okay, so
releases. Other releases. They have Starfire, Ravager. They have the Kid Flash. That's all for Batman. And for the Marvel Universe game, they have Nightcrawler, Vision, and Hawkeye. A bunch of nice models. Night model always do nice models. So
that is for sure.
Yeah, I like Ravager. The
model. Yeah, she looks really cool. Yeah. All right. What's next? Puppets War. The Mark III Walker turret.
That's it's a pretty simple model. It's a small three-legged walker that with swappable weapons you can put on it. So it's a small walking turret, like the title say, and that's it. When you buy it, you have, I think, three different weapon packs.
Nice.
No, maybe the weapons are separate. I'm not too sure, but they're made to be magnetized, so you can swap the weapon on it.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a small turret. It's €7 for the turret itself. So
cheap.
That's cheap.
All right. Next up, Burning Design. They have the Welcome to Carolina's Bookstore, or Carolina's Bookstore, however you want to pronounce it.
Yeah, so it's for their Rockridge line. That's their sci-fi line. Or Wild West sci-fi. Actually,
this is the stuff that Wapple paints all the time.
Yes, it is.
So I'm assuming we'll see the bookstore in Wappleville sometime soon.
Yeah, probably. So it's cool. It's a building, and the interior is all done with the bookshelves and... a counter, and the second floor is also done, so it's pretty cute. If you have a game that lets you go in the building, that's a cool building to use. And also the back for there's a big space to be able to manipulate the model in the game without removing all the different
floors.
Yeah, you don't have to remove the enter the roof to manipulate models in the second floor. And if you're using them from the front, you can manipulate some of the models in the first floor too. So that's pretty cool.
Very cool. Makes some good stuff.
Yeah. It's not cheap. That one is $45.
No, but it's so well designed. Yeah, and it's well detailed compared to a lot of MDF stuff you see. Because
yes,
like
it is.
It's multiple layers, so it has like depth to it. It's not just laser etched.
Yeah, and that's why, because all laser usually is cut first for the material and after that for the cutting time. So there's so much edging on it that it takes time.
Yeah, like,
All the books on the bookcase, the planking for the floors and everything. So that's all time, laser time, and laser time is money. So
yeah, for sure. Yeah, he does some great stuff. And having seen Wappleville firsthand, I'm sure this will make a lovely addition.
Yeah.
All right. Ninja Division. Some May releases. What do we got?
Okay. First, a couple of clans for Ninja All-Stars. It's nothing new for people who are in the Kickstarter because they're just releasing some of the Kickstarter options getting in full release now. So you have the clan Yamazaru, which are the... The monkey one, I think. And also Clan Tankyo, which are the bird people. So there's those two boxes. There's a bunch of stuff for Aliens versus Predator. The Facehuggers and some Youngblood Predators. And also some a couple packs of Sentry Guns. So I don't play that game. I don't own any models, so I can't really comment on those.
Wow, we've got a game that Antoine doesn't own models for.
Oh no, there's many of those, but I'm not a fan of either of those licenses, so I didn't keep updated on it at all. So.
Wow. You call yourself a gamer?
Wasn't there like problem with the delivery or something like that?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I think it was delayed.
And lastly, there's a couple of releases for Relic Knights. So they're in the new Risen range, and so they're really well casted and really cool. So the first is Dandy Starship, which is a pop star with his two backup seniors with him. They are working for the Radiant faction, which are the one that worked for the three good aligned faction. So they're like mercenaries.
Okay.
And the last one is a Void Witch, which work for the Void. So the three bad or evil colors. So she's...
misunderstood.
Yeah. It's a cool floating model with a helmet without the eyes. Makes me think of one of the Daft Punk helmet, kind of.
Well, she's got the eyes. The bottom holes line up with where her eyes would be, I think.
Maybe. I find them on the outside.
I totally understand the Daft Punk reference, though.
Yeah.
Other models have gotten a lot nicer.
Yes. They and finally match with the
concept art?
The artwork. Yeah.
All right. What else we got? Sarissa Precision, new city block releases.
Yep, three the new buildings, a small city housing, a small shop, and a corner building.
Yeah, it's funny. All I could think of was Sesame Street when I saw this. Yeah, that's the right style buildings, right?
Yes, for sure. Yeah, and they're all rectangular with all the entry and the windows on the front, so you can put them either alone or like a row house.
Yeah, exactly. Like Sesame Street.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Right? It's all good.
And they would work really well for either Batman or Pulp City or a game like that.
Yep, definitely.
Yeah.
All right.
And they're pretty affordable, if I remember correctly. They're like £14.
Yeah, which isn't really bad considering.
Yeah, for a two-story building? Yeah, they're £14 for the townhouse. A bit more for the corner store. But at that price, it's a really good price. The store is the same, just the corner store is more. So that's really cool. And you can buy individual...
Wow.
floors. Yeah, that's it. You can buy individual floors. So if you want to do more than two story, you can add individual ones for £5. So that's not too much. And you can get a really nice small city hood, especially for a pulp city board, which is only 2x2. You don't need that many. Or Batman, which is 3x3. So
yep.
That's pretty affordable for that quality of terrain.
I wonder what freight is going to cost to Canada, though. That's the only kicker, usually.
Mm-hmm.
Go check it out. All right. That takes us into our Kickstarter and crowdfunding stuff. And it was pretty thin this week, so let's see what we got here. Load the board game.
Yeah, so Load is a board game for 2 to 6 player. It's a PvP miniature game. It's set in Chaos and Atlantic. Clash in a battle to decide the fate of the world, to quote them. So it's a miniature board game, so a lot of miniatures in the back. It's really colorful, the artworks and the board.
Yeah, even the playing board is colorful.
Yeah. And the miniatures are cool. They have pigments, so it's sure to be cool.
Well, how do you go wrong with pigmen?
it's worth looking at it because there's a lot of stuff in the game. And for what, $90? $99 for the full game. An ostrich goal. So there's so much stuff in it. It's really cool. I have no idea how the gameplay is, but if the gameplay is good, the quality of the miniature, or well, the quality of the sculpts, we don't know how they will come out with the. It's 3D sculpting, so we never know exactly, especially with board game quality plastic, how it comes out. But it's looking pretty.
The renders cool. Look really nice.
Yes.
Yeah. It's not Kingdom Death Monster nice, but it's really nice.
For sure, but it's also a different aesthetic. I prefer that to Kingdom Death anyway.
It's also a different price point, too.
Yeah, for sure. Yes, it is.
You know, I won't have to sell my daughter into slavery if I want to buy this. So.
Yeah. And shipping is pretty affordable. It's $12 to $25 depending on where you are. So for that size, that's good.
I really like the concept artwork they have too. Like the artwork for the unlocks and stuff. The little stat cards they show and stuff with pictures.
Yeah. It's colorful, it's very cool. The artwork is nice. The drawings are really good.
Yeah. All right. So this Kickstarter is good for another 15 days. So it ends on June 8th. And it is fully funded several times over. So
feel free to hop on board. They're in stretch goal territory right now.
Yeah. Well, they wanted 30,000 and they're at 223,000. So I think they'll be okay.
Yes, I think too.
Next up. Mad Gaming Terrain, the Hab Block, multi-build 28mm gaming terrain building.
So with a title that long, you already know what it is. So
yeah.
It's sci-fi buildings. It's all modular.
So Infinity.
Oh, yes, for sure.
Yeah,
for sure. And they have a magnet system for stuff to tag one, especially for the railing for the walkways and stuff like that. So you can adjust your length by adding pieces and stuff like that and not falling together, falling off all the time during the game. So it's a different aesthetic from other sci-fi building right now. So it's worth looking at it. It's a bit like it's more blocky.
I find this is very MicroArts Studio looking. It's more detailed than the MicroArts Studio buildings. I have those.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the style is very reminiscent of that, personally.
Okay. Yeah.
You could disagree, but you'd be wrong.
No, I can see why. I think with all the corners being so high.
Definitely. It's not
give a different look.
Yeah, it's not an exact copy, but I think it's very reminiscent.
Oh, yeah, but it's still a rectangular building, and you can stack them up, so it's the same type of thing. But I think the design is a bit different. Okay. The visual design is a bit different.
All right. So this Kickstarter has 26 days remaining. It goes till June 19th, my birthday, by the way, 2016. And they've also fully pledged. They wanted 2,500 British pounds. They're at 6,500 British pounds. So, good job there, too. And last in our Kickstarter is Titan Zero Industries, Ictus 30mm tabletop war game in the steampunk apocalypse.
Was that voluntary? I'm sure
it was. That was totally voluntary. Sorry, guys. So, they misspelled steampunk in the not in the title.
No, the title is right, but
in the description.
Nor in the description. Yeah.
Yeah. So I had to.
So miniature war game, two side right now, which is the British American colonies, and the second side is the United American territories. So, all 3D renders right now, we don't have visual of miniature, but there's some interesting miniature in the lot. They're not all interesting though, so some are pretty enormous, I think.
What faction is the cow in?
It's an add-on. I don't know for which faction.
Is the cow American?
They're mercenaries. The cow is one of the mercenaries.
Okay, well, you can get a mercenary cow, folks. I mean, come on. What more do we need to say to sell this to you?
Yeah, a cow walking on their two-hind leg. So
very reminiscent of Diablo.
Yeah, with a bunch of spikes in the back. So, yeah. Strange.
They do have some interesting, like the guy with the giant hands makes me think very much of, what was that cartoon? It was on just a couple of years ago. Not Ben 10.
But isn't that one like a straight out of a model in League of Legends or something like that with the two giant helmets?
Two giant helmets?
Two giant...
gauntlets?
Yeah, gauntlets.
Maybe. I don't play League, so...
Yeah, but I've seen some cosplay of model like that, and PP released a special model for a mech troll that was inspired by that model. I don't know if it's League or another computer game, but one of those newer, more recent games. And that looks like a stretch inspired from that.
All right. They also have a couple of busts in the Kickstarter.
Mm-hmm. So there's a couple of cool ones. Just a cow and a dog that I'm not fond of.
Yeah, they have one of like a sci-fi jetpack person or something crawling up on a pillar, if I recall correctly.
Oh, yeah.
That one looks kind of cool. The pose is neat. Yep. So, let's see. That runs until... Well, it's 29 days ago. It runs to June 22nd, 2016. They have not yet funded. They're only looking for 8,500, so I suspect it will fund with 30 days to go. That would not surprise me at all. And I think that wraps it up for this week.
Yes, it does.
All right. Well, then I guess we'll sign off. I'll see you next week, Antoine.
Bye, geeks.
Thanks for listening to Geeks of the North. If you want to contact us, you can email us at geeksofthenorth@gmail.com. Read our blog at geeksofthenorth.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/geeksofthenorth. Or follow us on Twitter at Geeks of the North. You can follow me, Paul, on Twitter at PRFilio. And Antoine at Eltonio Berg. See you in 2 weeks, geeks.
Thank you for checking out United Geeks Network Family Member. If you enjoyed it and are looking for other online media with a geek culture slant, head over to unitedgeeksnetwork.com where you will find
the Gaming Careers Podcast, the resource for people looking to find their fit in the gaming industry. You will hear game industry professionals talk about how they succeed in today's competitive environment and how you can do the same. The United Geeks Network. You can broadcast your geekiness at unitedgeeksnetwork.com.